A little honey on the line who's taking guitar lessons wants to play me a tune. I said she could play me a tune, so okay, you can play me a tune. Go ahead, baby. I am ready to hear that thing.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Policeman, you are really neat when you think that I am sweet. And I think it's pretty cool the way old ladies make you drool.
You think it's pretty cool the way all ladies make me drool?
Uh-huh.
You didn't say the way old ladies make me drool. You said all ladies. You're right, you're right. I was just born to use that bad boy. I bet you'd like to see that bad boy, wouldn't you? It's okay, honey. You can tell me. You can tell me.
I don't know. I don't suppose I'm worthy of such a fabulous experience.
You don't think you're worthy? Of course you're worthy, sweetheart. Come on, let me break out that bad boy right now. Here we go. Easy, big fella. Easy. Down, fella. Down. Easy. Oh, Nelly. Yeah, I got a collar around that bad boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a choke collar on that bad boy. That's the only way I keep him under control.
Do you have him chained?
I got him chained, boy. I keep him chained in the yard. It's the only way to keep him out of trouble, little darling. Only way. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate the tune. Yeah. I've seen doctors about it. You know, I just am a man that's just, I mean, I have an excess testosterone production. I just can't help it. Just the very thought of something sweet to be skewered sets me alive with a fever pitch of desire. I've even seen a doctor. I went to a doctor about it. I said, I can't conduct my life, you know. I mean, I walk around like old McDonald with a here and a there, here, there, everywhere. I said, oh, what am I going to do? I mean, how can I concentrate? He said, well, I've seen your case before. It's just I don't think conventional measures will work with you. He said, if I were you, what I would do to better control yourself, tie a frying pan to that thing. I said, what? He said, it's your only answer. Just tie a frying pan to that bad boy and weight it down a little bit, and then you'll be all right. I said, well, all right, doctor. He said, that's the only answer. You got to tie a frying pan, one of them big, heavy ones, one of them big skittets. I said, all right, doctor, I will try that. So sure enough, I tried. It was a little awkward walking down the street. Had to get me a pair of pants several sizes too large. But sure enough, I had that frying pan tied on, and I felt a little more confident walking out in public until this sweet thing walking by caught my eye. I mean, she was so sweet with them tight skirts. Every step she took, it was like two bulldogs fighting under a rug. I mean, oh, she looked so sweet that I started to feel that old tingling. I thought, The next day, the headline read, woman killed by flying frying pan. Man escapes on hairy pogo stick. The Grease Man here.